Apples and Antibiotics. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. In the Northeast, fall is all about apples, apple picking, visiting orchards, and baking apple pie. Most of us would never suspect that our apples may have been treated with antibiotics, even those that are certified organic. How is that possible? Back in 2002, when the current organic labeling standards went into effect, two antibiotics, streptomycin and oxytetracycline, were approved for use in organic apple and pear production. The decision was due to a pervasive bacterial infection called fire blight, which can spread rapidly through fruit trees and threaten entire orchards. In the absence of an effective alternative, the two antibiotics were given a temporary exemption by the National Organic Standards Board that was set to expire this fall. It's worth noting that when apples and pears are treated with antibiotics, it's done at the blooming stage, not applied to the fruit itself. Experts say any residue left on actual fruit would be minuscule. Still, some consumers feel misled by organic labeling and are concerned about antibiotic-resistant infections that have been linked to the widespread use of antibiotics in our meat and poultry. But antibiotic use in produce accounts for only about 0.1% of its total agricultural use. Its use in industrial livestock, on the other hand, accounts for 80% of annual antibiotic sales in the U.S. Scientists and organic farmers are committed to phasing out the use of antibiotics on organic fruit, and some promising alternatives are in development, but it may take a bit more time before apple and pear farming are completely antibiotic-free. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.